Amen. We serve an amazing God, amen? And what an amazing song that Jesus saves. I love preaching about Jesus. In fact, I only preach about Jesus. You know, many times we get caught up in the XYZ of church, but it's really the ABC, it's really the simple gospel. That's where the power of God is. And that's what this song is about. This song is about the person of Jesus. This song is about the gospel. And you know, in the book of Luke chapter 8 and verse 1, very simply it says that Jesus went around from village to village. And the Bible says that he preached the good news. It's not bad news. It's good news. What's the news? That no matter what I've done, no matter how I feel, no matter what situation I find myself in, his grace is sufficient for me. That because of the cross, every punishment that I want to put on myself for failing, he has taken it away from me. He's taken my sin. He's taken my shame. And tonight wouldn't be complete if we didn't give someone an opportunity to find Jesus. Because the Bible says there is more joy in heaven when one sinner comes to repentance than when 99 just people gather who need no repentance. That's the heart of God. He is looking for someone, and maybe you're here tonight, and maybe you're experiencing the love of God and the presence of God in this place tonight, but you do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's what everything's about tonight. It's not about the lights. It's not about the music, even though it's amazing. It's not about the dancing. It's not about anything else but Jesus Christ. Gospel is not a genre of music. Gospel is not an experience. Gospel isn't a good idea. It is an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ. That is the gospel. That is the good news. That tonight, no matter what situation you find yourself in, if you believe in Jesus, you can be set free. If you believe in Jesus, you can be saved. If you turn from your sin and put your trust in the Lord, your life will never be the same again. Why do we sing these songs? Why do we dance? Because of Jesus Christ. Because he died for me and you. That's all that Jesus did. He went around preaching the gospel. Verse 2 says that his 12 followed him, that there were many ladies who followed him. Some had been filled with demons. Some came from crazy places, prostitutes, people who were not perfect, who were not good, but they were following Jesus. And tonight, I've got a challenge for us tonight, because you find in a religious setting that many people experience Jesus, but few people are following Jesus. See, when you come here tonight you can experience him, but that's not gonna save you. Many people experience him every Sunday morning, but Jesus doesn't want you just to experience him. He wants you to follow him. He wants everything that is within you. And I pray tonight that there's someone in here who you've experienced him, and maybe you have moments with God, but you haven't yet yielded your entirety to Jesus. You haven't given him everything. There are things in your life you are keeping back from Jesus. That's Jesus plus this and plus that, and this ambition and that ambition. Jesus doesn't accept anything but everything. And so tonight you might have fun and experience God and realize God loves you, but it doesn't stop there. It ends with surrender. If you want to live in the freedom, you have to give your life to Jesus. And not just see him when a congregation comes together, and not just feel him when the music plays, because my friend, the music stops. The lights turn off. The singing ends. But he is someone who will be with you when the music isn't playing, when you don't know what to do anymore, when the lights don't seem to be shining, when no one is smiling around you, everything else will fade, but Jesus will always remain. Jesus, it's all about Jesus. Yesterday, it's all about Jesus. Tonight, it will always be about Jesus. It's not about anything else. Do you know Him? Do you follow Him on Monday? Do you speak to Him on Tuesday? Do you walk with Him on Wednesday? Is He everything? Everything. Are you willing to give up everything? Because once you encounter Jesus, there is no response but surrender that suffices. Many people like to go to church because they enjoy experiencing God. But that's not what He wants. He wants you. He wants all of you, all of the time. So I'm going to ask you, right there we are, if you could just close your eyes. And it's not because the Bible says close your eyes, but it's because I want you, if you wouldn't mind, just to focus on your own life for a moment and not be distracted by everything around you and the people around you, and ask yourself this question tonight, is do I have Jesus? Do I have Him? Do I hold Him? Is He my Lord and Savior? And if not, tonight I want to pray with you. And I'm honored that Sean P. asked me to do this because this is what we live for. Connecting people to our God. God loves you and He's ready to invade your life and change everything, no matter where you come from or where you find yourself. And I'm going to ask you, I'm going to count to three. And when I count to three, if you are here tonight and you know that you don't have a relationship with Jesus, I'm going to ask you to lift up your hand. Because tonight's the night that you become a child of God and everything changes. And if that is you, forget about everyone else around you. See, your friends can't help you. They can't change you. But Jesus is here. And He's asking for everything. Understand that commitment. Everything. And so if you say, Pearson, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to meet Jesus. I want to know Him. I want to find Him. I'm tired of living in sin. I'm tired of doing things my way, feeling empty and frustrated, always trying to change, but I cannot change. My friend, He didn't ask you to change. He asked you to come to Him. He will change you. He will transform you. But if you would surrender, if you would believe. Today is the day of salvation. Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait for next week. And I want to include you in this. Maybe you have been a Christian, but you've fallen away. It's become more about what you do and less about Him. You become distracted by everything else but Jesus. You don't have a relationship with Him anymore. You've lost your passion. Everything inside of you is dead. It's all religious. Everything, you're doing it because it's a good deed. There's no more fire. The Holy Spirit fire is not in your heart anymore. Come back to God tonight. Have the guts to make a decision in a public setting and say, Jesus, I'm giving my all to You again. If there's something in your heart right now that's tugging at you, saying, and there's a struggle inside of you saying, I know I need to do this, but I don't want to be embarrassed. Or should I do this? Shouldn't I do this? That's the Holy Spirit speaking to you right now. He's calling you. He's calling you. Don't reject God. And so I'm going to ask, when I count to three, if that is you, and you say, tonight's the night I give my life to Jesus, with no one looking around, I want you to lift up your hand, and we're going to pray together, and your life will never be the same again. One, two, three. You put your hand up high. I see all those hands. Don't be shy. Put it up high. We're going to pray together tonight. God bless you. I see all those hands. You can put your hands down again. I wonder if we could all please stand to our feet. I know you've been standing tonight, but I just want to pray and honor those, because I believe that's the greatest joy. That's the best thing we can sing for, is salvation. Jesus said, don't rejoice because the demons are subject to My name and to you, but rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And so I'm going to ask one more thing. If you lifted up your hand, it's such an important decision that I want to pray with you. And I want to pray with you face to face. Because I don't just want to pray for you and leave you, but I want to pray for you and help you and make sure we've done everything we can to empower you to become who God has called you to be. And I want you to see this as stepping out of your old life and into your new life. And so if you lifted up your hand, I want you to do one more thing for me. I want you to quickly come out of your seat and come stand with me right in front. I'm going to pray with you because today's the day that your life changes. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give them a great hand. So proud of you. Let's close our eyes. We're going to pray with you. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to pray this together, and I want you to pray this from the bottom of your heart. Say with me, Father God, here I am. You know me. You know where I've been. You know what I've gone through. But today I decide to lay it all at your feet. I give you my life. And I say, Jesus, I believe in you. And I ask you tonight to come into my life, to be my Lord and Savior. Change me, Lord. Make me brand new. Forgive me from all my sin. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And I know, as of this moment, everything changes. The old me is dead. I am a new creation. I can say, I am born again. I'm a child of God. And I'm gonna follow you all the days of my life. And I know you love me. You have a plan for my life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Won't you give God a praise? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. You can do better than that. Come on, praise Him. Thank you, Jesus.